This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
When I was young, I had all planned out that something big was down the road. I really thought I'd have it all by now, and I'd be a failure if I don't. That's when you said, hey, my love will know we're near the end. There'll come a day, I swear you ain't seen nothing yet. So I went down to the water and found my faith, because I don't want to be stuck in the good old days. That's when you said, hey, I swear you ain't seen nothing yet. This life is heavy with an overload, like every door I see is shut.
Rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know that already, even on this lovely Freeform Friday. It doesn't matter. Anyways, how are you? Today is Friday, August the 16th of 2024, day 229th of the year, and only 137 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Yep, that's what we do. We hang out, we talk, we move, we groove, and all the fun stuff that you get to do around here. You know, I talk about a lot of the stuff that happens because I want you to know in real time what is going on. So sometimes you have to take a look at this kind of in a different way. We're talking about safety, and we're talking about the news, and we're talking about safety in the news as I'm getting it in real form. So information comes in, we kind of dispense, go from there, and, you know, we take a look at everything that's going on. But if you're getting to the podcast aspect and you're not listening to the live streamer, which is on safetyfm.com or radiobig.fm or safety.fm or the different apps, if you're not hearing it in real time, then you get the delayed version. So it's not as real. So now we're talking a few moments behind, maybe an hour behind, maybe several hours behind, depending on the timeline that you're taking a listen to it on. So a lot of things there. So just take a look at that as we are talking, opposed to it just being one of those things that you go, well, didn't that already happen? So, I mean, it already happened regardless of when I'm doing it. It just happened. But anyway, today's Freeform Friday. So what does that mean? That means we form everything. We talk about everything that's going on, and we talk about all the goody stuff that we didn't cover earlier in the week. So that's where it all gets interesting for everyone, because we get to play catch up, if anything, and not with catch up, but we get to play catch up, if anything. So callinradio.com gets you into our little system where we get to interact and move forward and do all the fun stuff that we get to do. So call in radio will do that. So there you go. So with that being said, why don't we do this? We'll talk about what the hell was trending, because I think that's going to be important.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the end of the end, the Secret Service readies new plans to protect Donald Trump, and an unlikely culprit shepherd drugs into the clink. Yeah, we'll talk about that. Also, let's see. Artist made the connection to the death of Arrest made in the connection to the death of Matthew Perry. We'll talk about that as we get into show business. Also, in the end of late night TV, is it imminent? We'll talk about that as we get into some casting calls. And a peek into the late Queen's luxury air travels as we get into the Royals. So there you go. A lot of stuff. A lot of stuff going on. So there you go. Some thinky-inkies to think about. So with that being said, are you ready? Are you ready? Because I got the people waiting for Feature Story News. They are ready to take off. They are ready to go. They are ready to talk about everything that's going on. So if you're ready, I'm ready, and we can get into the news right now because I think it's time to do that. So let's go ahead and do this. Let's go ahead and get into the news because they're here. I'm here, and we're all there.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Nina Maria Potts for the latest world news. Sweden has confirmed its first case of the highly contagious variant of Mpox, a viral infection that spreads through close contact. It's the first time it's been found outside Africa. The infected individual had been in a part of Africa where there was a large outbreak of the disease. On Thursday, the WHO declared Mpox a global health emergency for the second time in 2 years, after an outbreak in the DRC. China has announced it will begin screening people and goods entering the country over the next 6 months. 5 people have been charged with federal drug offences connected to the death of Matthew Perry. The Friends star died last October as a result of using the drug ketamine, among other factors. Iris Spitzer has more.
Federal prosecutors in Los Angeles charged the 5 defendants with conspiracy to distribute ketamine, a drug sometimes prescribed to treat depression, as well as distribution of the drug resulting in death and other charges. The 2 lead defendants are both medical doctors, one of whom is known as the ketamine queen, according to court filings. Matthew Perry was found unresponsive in his hot tub last October, and a post-mortem examination determined the cause of the 54-year-old actor's death was the acute effects of ketamine. During a news conference, one of the lead prosecutors accused the defendants of taking advantage of Perry's addiction to enrich themselves. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.
Protests have escalated in India over the rape and murder of a trainee doctor. The Indian Medical Association has announced a 24-hour nationwide withdrawal of non-emergency services this weekend. Rebecca Bundon reports from Mumbai.
Doctors are continuing and have resumed their protests after the 31-year-old female trainee doctor was found dead last week in a government hospital in the Indian city of Kolkata, with police saying that she had been raped and murdered. The doctors are protesting to demand a strict law to protect healthcare workers, as well as calling for justice for the victim. With the Indian Medical Association announcing a 24-hour nationwide withdrawal of non-emergency services on Saturday, this is expected to have a significant impact on the availability of doctors. Rebecca Bundon, Mumbai.
Parts of Japan are bracing for heavy rains and strong winds as Typhoon Amphal nears the country's east coast. East Asia correspondent William Denslow reports.
The Japanese Meteorological Agency says the typhoon is very strong and on par with a Category 2 hurricane, when gusts of over 130 miles per hour are expected, and some areas could see more than 300 millimetres of rain fall in a 24-hour window. Amphal isn't expected to make landfall, but hundreds of flights have been cancelled and some bullet train services have been suspended.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at Mpox, after the World Health Organization confirmed that a case in Sweden is the first indication of the disease's spread beyond Africa. The news came 24 hours after the WHO declared Mpox a public health emergency after a new variant spread from the Democratic Republic of Congo to neighbouring countries. Krutika Kupaili is a member of the Mpox Core Technical Team in the Health Emergencies Diseases Programme at the WHO.
If you're in contact with someone who has the disease and you touch the lesion, it can be spread that way. If someone who has the disease touches something like a phone and there's virus on the phone and then you touch it, you can get it. If people develop a rash, and particularly especially if they've been in parts of Africa where the outbreak is, they should definitely get checked out. You know, keep in mind places like DRC and other parts of Africa where we're seeing this outbreak, there's some very rural areas where it's hard to get testing to. So we're working on scaling up testing capacity. And also in DRC, particularly in the eastern part of the country, there's a lot of conflict. And so making sure that testing is available in these challenging settings.
Approved vaccines could be months away. The WHO is now inviting manufacturers to apply for immediate evaluation and possible emergency use authorization. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
And a reminder now of the hour's top story. Five people have been charged with federal drug offences connected to the death of Matthew Perry. The Friends star died last October as a result of using the drug ketamine, among other factors. And protests have escalated in India over the rape and murder of a trainee doctor. And that's the latest world news. From Feature Story News, I'm Nina Maria Potts reporting.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
Hey there, this is Jay Allen from Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorn. This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game. With Acorn, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just your spare change. It's all about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio designed to fit your financial goals, and then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorn app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today
can lead to a mighty outcomes tomorrow. Paid non-client endorsement compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC registered investment advisors. View important disclosures at acorn.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves only on Safety FM.
I'm kind of wondering what that would look like. That self-implosion thing would probably be pretty interesting just to see from a graphic point of view. But we'll leave it at that. Anyway, so how are you? 16 minutes past the top. We got it all going down. We got some things here. We got some things there. We got some rigmarole going around and all the fun stuff. So, let's talk about this. It's a simple process, simple thing. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to cover some freeform stuff. We're going to go through a whole bunch of stuff that I didn't go through. And let's start off with some of the newer stuff that's going on. So, you are aware that back on July the 13th, Donald Trump, there was an assassination attempt on his life. And, you know, the people have been complaining about the Secret Service. So I got some stories to share with you on what's going forward. Secret Service announced on Thursday that it's implementing an enhanced security plan to protect Donald Trump in the closing weeks of the 2024 campaign. Trump has agreed to hold more rallies indoors, but when it is outdoor again, he will be protected by a bulletproof glass feature that typically is reserved for sitting presidents and vice presidents. A rep for the Secret Service said that the agency is also adding technical security assets, but did not go into details of what that entails, which is probably a good idea not to go into detail of what exactly it entails. I'm just saying, though, it could include remote-controlled drone surveillance. Trump has indicated that he will return to Butler, Pennsylvania for a rally to honor the life of Corey, who was murdered on July the 13th in the same attack that Trump and two others were wounded. This is according to the Washington Post. So what do you think? I mean, let's just kind of be realistic. When something goes wrong, you're always going to be worried post-event. It always happens that way. We're not going to lie here and go, I'm not going to be worried. Of course he's going to be worried. Anybody would be worried in regards of what's going on. So what do you think? I mean, How much belief are you going to have in the system? And then, of course, you know, him saying that he's going to go out there and do the same thing again in the outdoor setting, that's going to be an interesting aspect, too. I mean, let's not lie. There's a lot of things that are going on here that make this leave even a little bit more interesting. So there you go. Also, an update a day after the news broke that Chipotle executive Brian Nicole is headed to take over Starbucks. The coffee chain filed disclosures indicating that he'll earn, are you ready for this, $116.8 million in his first year. Boy, am I signed up for the wrong gig. Most of that is from incentive-based bonuses and stock. Nicole's base salary is $1.6 million with the option to earn another $7.2 million in cash and equity awards or $23 million. Hold on. So there's an option of making an additional $7.2 million. Yeah, can I take that, please? I mean, think about that. So the golden parachute, and just for leaving Chipotle in better shape, he'll be taking $10 million in a departure bonus and $75 million in equity. Chipotle's stock is up 773% since he took over as a chief executive. This is according to CNBC. I mean, what a gig. I mean, like, what did you do, man? I mean, good for you. I mean, if you're able to, let's never get this the wrong way. If you're able to earn something along those lines and somebody has agreed that they're going to pay you that, I mean, you would be silly to say, oh, no, I'm not going to take it. I mean, that's where I always get kind of hung up on stuff, where people get all hot and bothered about, well, this person's making this, 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 and this. But I mean, but don't you kind of work the angle? I mean, I don't know. Don't you kind of determine what your value is in regards to what you're going to get paid? Like, you determine, you know, if you're going to agree to an amount or not. And I know I've said that in the past and people have gotten pissed off at me in regards to that. But isn't that kind of how it works? Like, I remember when I was much younger and I was working like these hourly jobs and people would get pissed off that somebody else came in and was making more money. But you agreed to the amount, right? I mean, at some point you had to say, yes, this is what I'm willing to take. I mean, the next time you work on a contract, tell somebody you're interested in favored nations. If you don't know what it means, look it up. It will be the best thing you ever put on a contract.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, an Iowa prison guard has been busted for being a drug mule for the very inmates that he watched over. Yeah, Mario Antonio Rocha, 26, was arrested and charged with four counts of possession of contraband at a correctional institution. Each count is a Class D felony punishable up to 5 years in prison. The Polk County Sheriff's Office, that's Des Moines area, just in case, not to be confused with Florida, got a tip earlier this month that Rocha was bringing in synthetic marijuana. Rocha admitted to doing so on four occasions. After the initial questioning, a court filing also suggests that Rocha used his personal cell phone to communicate with significant others of some prisoners. So there you go. Man, talk about, I mean, I always look at this stuff and go, man, what kind of a thing happened here? I mean, at what point do you turn around and go, yeah, it's worth the risk? These are the people that I'm taking care of. So let's go ahead and give this a whirl. I mean, I don't know. A lot of strange things happen. Let's not lie here. But for you to turn around and say, okay, I'm going to bring some drugs in, drug mule style, and I'm kind of wondering where you hid them, because that's going to be a whole other conversation. But let's keep it clean today, because I'm sure that could get dirty. And then number two, you brought in your own personal phone for people to call other people. It's like, what were they giving you? Like, what were they giving you that was worth the risk? That's going to be the other thing to ask. So listen to this. Deere & Co., known for their iconic green and yellow tractor and farming equipment. So wouldn't it just be John Deere? I mean, I don't know. Announced a massive production layoff and an administrative cutback on Thursday to call the industry analysts. The company has laid off more than 2,000 workers at its assembly plants and cut hundreds of salaried employees and managers. It's all about taking out the excess cost and restructuring the business, said CEO John May. Deere reported a 42% drop in its quarterly profit year over year, over sales down by 20%. Despite the grim numbers, they exceeded the industry expectation, bolstering Deere stock 7%. This is according to the Wall Street Journal. So you exceeded, but you're cutting back. I mean, I understand cutbacks, but boy, does things get interesting now, the more that we talk about stuff. Because you look at it and you go, okay, so we are now 100% in most occasions. Maybe I shouldn't say 100%, but we seem to be more committed to what that bottom line is opposed to, you know, we need people. And I mean, that's a pretty significant cutback. Think about it. That's 2,000 workers. 2,000 workers. I mean, think about the impact that one person has. Now we're talking about 2,000 workers in an assembly plant and cuts of 100 salaried employees and managers. And is this assembly plant all in one location? Because that local economy is going to be another thing that's going to take a cluster F right there. No doubt about that. So there you go. Anyways, five people in New Hampshire were diagnosed with Legionnaires' disease last month after being exposed to a contaminated water droplets from a cooling tower in downtown Lincoln. Four of the individuals required hospitalization and later were discharged. All five had since recovered from the disease. The New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services alerted El Público, or the public, of the contamination, saying that those within a half a mile of the cooling tower may still have be at some risk of exposure, as it is still in operation. While a remedy of the situation is ongoing. So, symptoms of Legionnaires' disease typically indicate headaches, muscle aches, a cough, shortness of breath, chest pains, and usually shows up 2 to 10 days after exposure. Approximately 250 people died of the disease each year in the U.S. This is according to NBC and the Mayo Clinic. Yeah. I mean, think about that for a moment. That is some stuff. I don't know. I look at it and go, this is some crazy times. As we start talking. Anyways, take a listen to this. Actor turned singer turned game show host Peter Marshall has died. He passed away on Thursday at his California home due to kidney failure. Marshall is best known for the 16 years hosting the Hollywood Squares. He was 98 at the time. Hold on, is it the Peter Marshall that I'm thinking? Because number one, I have not seen him in a very long time. And number two, I used to watch that show all the time when I was a kid. And yes, I know that I am significantly older at this point. No, not the Peter Marshall that I was thinking. I must be thinking of the replacement. Yeah, sorry about that. Wallace Wally Amos Jr., you know, the founder of Famous Amos Cookies? Well, he's died. Yeah, he passed away peacefully at his home on Monday after a battle with dementia, according to the statement from his family. Amos Jr. opened the famous Amos Cookie Shop back in Hollywood in 1975. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you've hit up some Famous Amos in regards to the cookies, because some good stuff. He was 88 at the time of his passing. So there you go. Let's talk about this real quick. The Dow increased by 554 points to close at 40,563 on Thursday. The S&P increased by 88 points to close at 5,543. And the NASDAQ increased by 401 points to close at 17,594. West Texas Intermediate closed at $77 a barrel. And Brent crude was at $80 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.42 on Thursday. And Bitcoin slid about 3% on Thursday, trading just around $57,000. There was more than 4,330 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Thursday, and about 165 such cancellations. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $464 million jackpot, or a $228.2 million cash payout. So Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for $35 million jackpot, or a $17.4 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. No doubt about that. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on right there. So are you going to play? I don't know. $464 million sounds like a lot of money, but you have to risk some money to play to get that money. So I don't know. I never know what people think about that, because it gets weird sometimes. It gets weird. So take a listen to this one. Five people have been arrested in connection of Matthew Perry's death in what the prosecution has dubbed the broad underground criminal network. Two of the five doctors, one who allegedly wrote a text, "I wonder how much this moron will pay. Let's find out." A woman known as the Ketamine Queen was also arrested along with Perry's personal assistant and a go-between by the name of Eric Fleming. In the 2 months leading up to the passing, court documents show that Perry paid around $55,000 in cash for vials of ketamine. While Perry drowned in his hot tub in last October, it was a high amount of ketamine in his system that ultimately led to his death. This is according to the New York Times. So I believe that this is going to be a case that's not going to disappear anytime soon. Because now we're talking, we're in August. This occurred October of last year. We're 10 months out. Remember, at the time, they said there was no foul play. And now we're looking at five people, potentially, with this going on. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens going forward. No doubt about that. Take a listen to this. Olympic gymnast Jordan Chiles issued a statement on Thursday calling for the back and forth over the bronze medal unjust and a significant blow. Going forward, she said that she plans to make every effort to ensure justice is done. Chiles says that referring to the back and forth of USA Gymnastic, that the court arbitration, for sports over the bronze medal she was awarded for her floor routine. It was then ruled that it belonged to Ana Barbosa of Romania. There's an entire back and forth thing about allegedly that her coach did not do it in enough time to say that the score was wrong. You have 1 minute to do so. They did it in 1:04. Yeah, which I don't even know how you issue a dispute in 1:04. I mean, I dispute shit all the time, but 1:04 is a lot.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so take a listen to this. Many fans were quick to take Blake Lively's side on the rumor onset feud between director Justin Baldoni until a past clip preserved painting her into a not-so-sweet light. Reporter Krisha Fla shared a footage of her interview where she did it with Lively back in 2016, which she called most uncomfortable interview situation. And it was so bad afterwards that Fla considered quitting. But there's a little bit more to that. I mean, I don't know, because if you take a look at that clip, if they're talking about the clip that I'm thinking, the clip is... That clip's a little bit rough in regards of what it consists of, because you have to take a look at it. The lady starts off by telling her that her baby bump looks great, or her bump looks great. And I don't know if that's the greatest thing to tell somebody, but there you go. I mean, it is what it is. So I don't know. It's 4:17 long. If you want to go look it up, I'm sure you can have a grand old time taking a look at that. Anyways, take a listen to this. The buyers of Kevin Spacey's Baltimore mansion claims that the actor won't vacate. Sam Argasar, not to be confused with Britney Spears' ex-husband, purchased the 9,000 square foot waterfront home at a foreclosure auction for $3.24 million. On what appeared to be a smooth transaction that has left him dealing with Spacey's lawyers, who have asked for 6 more months in the home for their client or without him paying for anything. If Spacey chooses not to leave, Argasar plans to an eviction proceeding. This is according to the New York Post. So there you go. Let me tell you this one real quick, as we mentioned at the very beginning. Jimmy Kimmel thinks that there is about 10 years left to late night TV. He shared his thoughts on the matter in the latest episode of Gavin Newsom's Marshawn Lynch and Doug Henderson's Politicking podcast, laying blame to the streaming service. Kimmel said, "It used to be Johnny Carson was the only thing on at 11:30 p.m. And so everybody watched, and David Letterman was on after Johnny, so people watch those two shows. But now there's so many options." Kimmel has been hosting the Jimmy Kimmel Live show for 21 years now. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on right there as we are talking. Anyways, 33 minutes past top of the hour. Let's do this right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
Feature story news in London. I'm Nina Maria Potts with the latest world news. Sweden has confirmed its first case of the highly contagious variant of Mpox, a viral infection that spreads through close contact. It's the first time it's been found outside Africa. The infected individual had been in a part of Africa where there was a large outbreak of the disease. On Thursday, the WHO declared Mpox a global health emergency for the second time in 2 years, after an outbreak in the DRC. China has announced it will begin screening people and goods entering the country over the next 6 months. Five people have been charged with federal drug offences connected to the death of Matthew Perry. The Friends star died last October as a result of using the drug ketamine, among other factors. Iris Spitzer has more.
Federal prosecutors in Los Angeles charged the five defendants with conspiracy to distribute ketamine, a drug sometimes prescribed to treat depression, as well as distribution of the drug resulting in death and other charges. The two lead defendants are both medical doctors, one of whom is known as the ketamine queen, according to court filings. Matthew Perry was found unresponsive in his hot tub last October, and a post-mortem examination determined the cause of the 54-year-old actor's death was the acute effects of ketamine. During a news conference, one of the lead prosecutors accused the defendants of taking advantage of Perry's addiction to enrich themselves. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.
Protests have escalated in India over the rape and murder of a trainee doctor. The Indian Medical Association has announced a 24-hour nationwide withdrawal of non-emergency services this weekend. Rebecca Bundon reports from Mumbai.
Doctors are continuing and have resumed their protests after the 31-year-old female trainee doctor was found dead last week in a government hospital in the Indian city of Kolkata, with police saying that she had been raped and murdered. The doctors are protesting to demand a strict law to protect healthcare workers, as well as calling for justice for the victim. With the Indian Medical Association announcing a 24-hour nationwide withdrawal of non-emergency services on Saturday, this is expected to have a significant impact on the availability of doctors. Rebecca Bundon, Mumbai.
Parts of Japan are bracing for heavy rains and strong winds as Typhoon Amphal nears the country's east coast. East Asia correspondent William Denzelow reports.
The Japanese Meteorological Agency says the typhoon is very strong and on par with a Category 2 hurricane, when gusts of over 130 miles per hour are expected, and some areas could see more than 300 millimetres of rain fall in a 24-hour window. Amphal isn't expected to make landfall, but hundreds of flights have been cancelled and some bullet train services have been suspended.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, looking in more detail today at Mpox, after the World Health Organization confirmed that a case in Sweden is the first indication of the disease's spread beyond Africa. The news came 24 hours after the WHO declared Mpox a public health emergency after a new variant spread from the Democratic Republic of Congo to neighboring countries. Krutika Kupaili is a member of the Mpox core technical team in the health emergency program at the WHO.
If you're in contact with someone who has the disease and you touch the lesion, it can be spread that way. If someone who has the disease touches something like a phone and there's virus on the phone and then you touch it, you can get it. If people develop a rash, and particularly especially if they've been in parts of Africa where the outbreak is, they should definitely get checked out. You know, keep in mind places like DRC and other parts of Africa where we're seeing this outbreak, there's some very rural areas where it's hard to get testing to. So we're working on scaling up testing capacity. And also in DRC, particularly in the eastern part of the country, there's a lot of conflict. And so making sure that testing is available in these challenging settings.
Approved vaccines could be months away. The WHO is now inviting manufacturers to apply for immediate evaluation and possible emergency use authorization. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks.
And a reminder now of the hour's top story. Five people have been charged with federal drug offences connected to the death of Matthew Perry. The Friends star died last October as a result of using the drug ketamine, among other factors. And protests have escalated in India over the rape and murder of a trainee doctor. And that's the latest world news. From Feature Story News, I'm Nina Maria Potts reporting.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. only by using the following link. You can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Jay Allen in the morning. Weekdays on Radio Big.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing the dinner is on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safety FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
We're rocking all day at work because we don't give a duck. Autocorrect probably just saved my ass there.
Like I give a flying, you know.
My love will nowhere near the end. There'll come a day. I swear you ain't seen nothing yet. So I went down to the water and found my faith because
cause I don't wanna be stuck in the good old days. That's when you say, hey, hey, I swear you ain't seen nothing yet. Found my faith, bowed my head for the blessings that come my way. There'll come a day, I swear you ain't seen nothing yet. So I went down to the water.
Okay, here you are, still hanging out on the Rated R Safety Show. This right here that you're taking a listen to, Ain't Seen Nothing Yet by Nick Girard. Songs readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple Music, you know, the music programs. I didn't say title because I don't know. So there you go. Some stuff to take a listen to.
I swear you ain't seen nothing
yet. You ain't seen nothing yet.
So I went down.
So, okay, so there you go. Thanks to Nick Girard for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. Good times always, you know, as we do the new music and stuff. You know, I was taking a look around. You know, we are like 2 weeks away, if you're in Orlando. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks. Of Cannons being here. I'm pretty excited about that. Okay, so there you go. Thanks, Nick Girard, for that one. So there you go. You know, Cannons in Orlando. Whatever. So, yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a good time. We'll see what ends up taking place. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we talk about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at Right Love on Our Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and we want you to know that people have been where you are right now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com to find out more information. Once you get there, you'll find stuff related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. That's at TWLOHA.com. True Right Love on Her Arms. There you go. Just some stuff to talk about. So there you go. All kinds of information. Never know when it might be important for you or someone else that you know. TWLOHA.com. True Right Love on Her Arms. Let's talk about some things that are going on inside of the multiverse of ours, because that is what we do around here. Of course, with it being Friday, we have to talk about new movies. It would be kind of unfair if we didn't. So the new Alien movies comes out today. When scavenging the deep ends of the direct station, a group of young space colonizers come face to face with the most terrifying life form in the universe. So there you go. It's rated R, just in case. Also, another rated R movie coming out today, Close to You. A trans man returns to his hometown during his first visits in years, and he's confronted with his relationship with his family, reunites with his first love, and discovers a newfound confidence in himself. So there you go. That comes out today. Also, skincare. Rated R as well. Famed esthetician hopes the skincare business faces sabotage when Rivals opens up across the street. Aided by her friend, she seeks to uncover who's trying to ruin her reputation. So that comes out today as well. So there you go. Some movies for you, if you're interested in going to the movie theater. Okay, so let's talk about some mobile homes. A Toronto man has come up with a possible solution of the homelessness crisis. Ryan Donalds puts together prototypes of tiny houses on wheels attached to a bicycle, and his tiny homes are intended to give those who are on house the ability to live comfortably and move around. The builder was inspired by the wooden shelters that was crafted around the city in earlier years of the pandemic, but thought that he could improve the idea by giving users the autonomy of being able to transport their homes and themselves at will. as he built the unlike tent or encampment, if they were if there was a sofa which folds into a bed, and then some cooktops, a fire carbon monoxide detector, and a fire extinguisher, a solar panel, and a power lithium battery to run the lights and a power inside. Future models will include heating and portable toilets. He spent about $5,000 of his own money and eight Saturdays to build the prototype in the process of the crowdfunding to move production forward. So actually, the way that housing market is, the guy may find a lot more people interested than the homeless. I mean, I'm just saying. And also, a tiny, tiny home is better than the first name that popped into my mind when I was thinking cycle of the homelessness. I mean, I don't know. Just some stuff that comes into mind when you're thinking about, you know, how would you market it? That is for sure. Take a listen to this. Have you ever had the chance to get away yet this summer? If you haven't, while pretty much everyone can agree that there's nothing like embarking on a vacation trip, the sad reality is at some point during your journey, you'll probably realize that you've forgotten something. According to a survey, 90% of adult travelers have had the moment when they noticed that the essential item that they needed to make the trip. According to a poll of 2,000 Americans, the most inconvenient thing that people have forgotten include socks, 17%, water bottles, 14%, and their own wallet at 8%. 27% left behind their sunscreen, and 18% forgot a pack of medication. The survey revealed that only nearly 40% of us seem more forgetful than usual when traveling, with the average of three items being left behind every trip. The good news is that 23% say that mom's friend when traveling, and then the supplies such as napkins, band-aids, remind everyone to do the important things like stay hydrated. Eating and staying hydrated are the only things that I've never forgot on vacation. I mean, I'm just going to throw that out there. And I'm pretty sure that my wife forgets some on purpose when we go away, just so she'll have to buy a new one. Oh my goodness, I seem to forget my first generation Kindle and my AirPods and my jewelry. So there you go. That would be the way that it would work. Here's the things that I forgot. So let's get that moving and grooving. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. I look at it from the standpoint of what all would you tend to forget? I mean, a few days ago I was traveling somewhere and I realized that I had left medication. Luckily it was a car trip. So I was able to turn back around because I was like, it's going to be a pain in the ass to try to get this stuff. But let's talk about non-pains in the ass, and let's go ahead and bring some John Smalls inside of our life and let him tell us a little bit about the Motivation Minute.
Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Paul. Hannah Arendt said, "The moment we no longer have a free press, anything can happen. What makes it possible for a totalitarian or any other dictatorship to rule is that people are not informed. How can you have an opinion if you're not informed? If everybody always lies to you, the consequence is not that you believe the lie, but rather nobody believes anything any longer. This is because lies, by their very nature, have to be changed, and a lying government has to constantly rewrite its own history. On the receiving end, you get not only one lie, a lie which could go on for the rest of your days, but you get a great number of lies depending on how the political winds blow, and a people that can no longer believe anything cannot make up its mind. It's deprived not only of its capacity to act, but also of its capacity to think and judge. And with such a people, you can do what you please."
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of Genesis Gold IRA. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at motivationminute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Dr. James Dobson writes, "The Bible offers a consistent foundation on which to build an effective philosophy of parent-child relationships. Self-control, human kindness, respect, and peacefulness can again be manifest in America if we will return to this ultimate resource in our homes and in our schools." Proverbs 23 says, "Don't be afraid to correct your young ones. A good spanking might save them from something worse than death." Lord, being a parent isn't easy. We constantly find ourselves reacting instead of responding. We're too busy, too tired, too preoccupied, too something. Forgive us, Lord. Our children deserve better. Help us to become the parents they need. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rosenbauer Safety Show.
From FSN in London, I'm Nina Maria Potts for the latest world headlines. Sweden has confirmed its first case of the latest highly contagious variant of Mpox, a viral infection that spreads through close contact. Five people have been charged with federal drug offences connected to the death of Matthew Perry. The Friends star died last October as a result of using the drug ketamine. And protests have escalated in India over the rape and murder of a trainee doctor.
In order to save the planet from cow farts, why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
God, what's that awful stench?
Radio.
I guess Gas X pills will make the difference if need be. So let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2018, British Columbia, Canada declares a state of emergency with 566 wildfires scorching the area. More than 3,000 people were evacuated. So far, more than 1,800 fires have charred more than 939,000 acres, making the province's fourth worst fire season since it began keeping track back in 1950. That happened back in 2018. If we're looking at some birthdays for today, let's talk about that. Jack Met turns 27. Caleb, Dressel turns 28. Cameron Monaghan turns 31. Evanna Lynch turns 33. Rumor Willis, 36. Arden Cho, 39. Vanessa Carlton, 44. Takiti Wahidi, 49. Jace Robinson, 55. Steve Carell turns 62. Angela Bassett, 66. Madonna turns 66. James Cameron, apparently I had a James Cameron fest yesterday because I bought a whole bunch of his movies, turned 70. Leslie Ann Warren turned 78. And Lauren Gray turns 87 today, so there you go. If you are looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those. It's Men's Grooming Day, Gold Cup Parade Day, National Rum Day, Kool-Aid Day, National Tell a Joke Day, National Airborne Day, National Roller Coaster Day, World Bratwurst Day, and Surveillance Day. Like, is that like a surveillance camera type of day thing, or is that something else? I don't know. Some things to think about, as always. Anyways, let's talk about this. I mean, when I tell you that I have like less than a handful of tickets, this is not a joke. Let's talk about the Conklin Conference going on September the 10th through the 12th in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Conklin Conference 3, you're going to talk about the world of human and organizational performance. We'd love to see you there to sit down, talk, and get into the move and the groove of things that are going on inside of the world of human and organizational performance. Jen Long, Andrea Baker, Bob Edwards, Todd Conklin will all be there. I'll be there hosting. There'll be some other people that'll show up too. We'll leave it at that for the time being, a little element of surprise. But we'll talk over those 3 days in regards to what is going on inside of the industry and kind of do some layout of the land. So there you go. Find out more information, safetyfm.io. Let's talk about some things real quick. If you need a random joke for today, a toddler in their why phases makes you realize how little you actually know. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. If you could have one superpower, what would it be? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. In a poll, this was found to be the top outdoor activity that makes adults feel like a kid again. What is it? Fishing? It's fishing? Ugh. Makes me feel sick. I guess that makes me feel like a kid again. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me on this lovely Freeform Friday. No doubt about that. At the top of the hour, if you stay on Safety FM, you'll get to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. If you do not stay there and you decide to go over with me to RadioBig.fm, we'll be listening to some music and talking about the world of entertainment for the next couple hours or so. So the choice is yours, of course, in regards of what you want to do. So thanks for hanging out with me. I really do appreciate it. Thanks for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. No doubt about that. So if I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with the following. Don't ever be ashamed of loving the strange things that make your weird little heart happy. Think about that. So much there. I mean, there is so much there as you think about it. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Hey, hey, I swear you ain't seen nothing yet. This life is heavy with an overload. Like every door I see is shut. But when we sink into our deepest lows, we've got nowhere to go but up. That's when you say, hey, my love, we're nowhere near the end.